Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so yesterday at Bill O'Brien's press conference, he was asked about communication between Jack Easterby, the Texans executive vice president of team development. There's big news that's just come down.
Oh,
you want to stay right here.
As big as it gets.
But I want to lay the groundwork for this. This will only take a few seconds. Bill O'Brien, what about communication between Jack Easterby and Patriots director of player personnel, Nick Caserio? Has that taken place?
I would say that, the answer to that is no. I mean, relative to contact about anything having to do with the Houston Texans, no.
Okay. Not a great poker face there. Bill hemmed and hawed a little bit in that answer.
He did. He did.
So, and he ultimately said the right thing, if you're reading the transcript, that he hasn't had any contact relative to the Texans. Adam Schefter, just moments ago, literally during the break, tweeted out, "The Patriots filed tampering charges Wednesday against the Houston Texans for the attempted general manager hire of Nick Caserio."
Here we go.
"League sources told ESPN. The NFL now is expected to gather relevant information to open its investigation against Houston, per sources."
Tampering charges. And for the Patriots to allege tampering, presumably they have evidence of illegal contact between Caserio and the Texans prior to the Texans filing their request for permission to interview Caserio.
Presumably they have something like that. Now, what could that be? Well, probably the most logical answer in terms of just knowing that there's been contact between Caserio and somebody from the Texans organization was that Jack Easterby was back north with the Patriots getting his Super Bowl ring last week. I'm not saying that's when it happened or even if it's happened. These are the Patriots filing charges against the Texans. But the question we just played was
about, that would be the golden boy screwing the pooch.
The question that we just played, wow. Or the answer we just played, let's play that one more time, BMAC. The question that was asked here was about Jack Easterby's contact with Nick Caserio. And here again was Bill O'Brien's answer.
I would say that, the answer to that is no. I mean, relative to contact about anything having to do with the Houston Texans, no.
All right, so I take that answer. If we take that answer at its face value, I take that answer to mean there was contact between the two of them. I mean, they were at the same ceremony.
Well, apparently
they didn't
talk.
But they didn't talk about Caserio becoming the general manager of the Texans.
Well, my guess is that Caserio said, "How you liking it in Houston?" Reportedly, they're not just former coworkers; they're acquaintances, they're friends. I have to believe Caserio at some point said, "How you liking Houston? You've been there a couple of months. Are you enjoying your time down there?" And there's nothing wrong if Easterby replied with telling him exactly what it's like to work for the McNair family in Houston. If that, you know, if it didn't rise to the level of, you know, there might be something going on down there, would you be interested? That's not tampering.
Okay, so, yeah. No,
if they
right.
had a conversation about Houston, yeah, and his job with the Texans, there's a fine line here.
Yeah, well, keep in mind that there was no general manager opening when the two of them were together in New England. So there was no opening to for Caserio to initiate a conversation about, nor for Easterby, I guess, either, unless you put feelers out there saying, "So what if," you know, that kind of thing. And my guess is that's what the Patriots are basically saying, that somewhere along the way, someone from the Texans had a conversation with Nick Caserio about being the general manager for the Texans before they asked permission to do so.
And there's probably only two people that would potentially be that person.
Easterby and O'Brien. Yeah.
That one of them reached out to gauge the interest of Nick Caserio, even if it wasn't before Brian Gain was fired, even if it was after Gain was fired. They could conceivably allege tampering that happened 2 days ago on Monday,
yeah,
or over the weekend after Gain was dismissed, because technically they had not yet received permission, if they needed at all, to reach out to Nick Caserio. So this is, there's a lot of gray area here, I think, and this is a fine line between tampering and whatever normal contact might take place among acquaintances, former coworkers, if not friends. The really, really evil side of me, Sean, there's not really an evil side of me, but if I were a very evil person, I would wish that it was Gain.
What do you mean? That tampered?
That called Kraft and said, you know, they called him before they fired me.
They outed him?
That's not true, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not true either. Yeah.
But if I were a very evil person, I would want that to be the case.
Well, that would be a hell of a storyline if you were writing Playmakers, Rich. I just, yes. while you were talking over there, I just Googled NFL tampering punishments. Because I'm thinking, okay, well, what's the exposure here for the Texans if the league does look into this and finds proof, enough proof at least, to punish the Texans for tampering? First thing that comes up is a case from 2016, and this doesn't have anything to do with the general manager. It has to do with a player. The league announced back in 2016 that the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, would be docked 2 draft picks and fined $350,000 for breaking the NFL's tampering policy during negotiations with free agent Jeremy Maclin in 2015. They had to forfeit a 3rd-round pick in 2016 and a 6th-round pick in 2017.
Right.
And the fines ultimately were split between Andy Reid, John Dorsey, who was the GM of the Chiefs at the time, now the GM for the Cleveland Browns, and the franchise itself bore the brunt of it, $250,000 of the $350,000. The article says every NFL team knew that a punishment was possible for breaking tampering policy. The league sent out a memo in 2015 that confirmed it was investigating several possible cases of tampering. So we're a couple years removed from the league kind of buckling down on this sort of thing.
Yep.
On the on tampering here. So, boy, Rich, this is a possibility that we did not that we didn't discuss when we were talking about the Texans, the impulsiveness of this. Was it a good move? Was it a bad move to get rid of Gain? I like the decisiveness of it. We haven't even talked about the possibility that the Texans could have somewhere along the way put themselves in harm's way of tampering rules here. If the Texans wind up having to give up draft equity, it's one thing to have to give up draft equity to go get the guy you want. If the Patriots were able to dig their heels in, let's say, put aside the news Schefter just tweeted out there. And if you're just tuning in, Adam Schefter has just tweeted out that the Patriots have filed a complaint against the Texans for tampering with Nick Caserio for their general manager position. Just pretend for a second that the Patriots dug their heels in, that the league stepped in and tried to, as you and I were discussing earlier, tried to parse out, is he interviewing for a job that's a step up? Is he not? Or do the Texans even have do they even have the right to interview him? That kind of thing. If the Texans had to give up draft equity to just get Nick Caserio as the GM, then I think it is something that's up for debate. Was this a good move? Depending on what they would have to give up to get him. And I'm guessing it might be something significant for someone that's in as significant a position as GM of the team. Other than quarterback and head coach, you could argue that's the most important guy relative to the football roster. It's a complete other thing if the Texans wind up getting slapped for draft picks and don't wind up with Caserio.
You know,
getting hit with draft picks and a fine just for miscommunicating with Nick Caserio.
Part of my initial reaction to this, Sean, is who the hell are the Patriots to complain that another team is skirting the rules of the NFL? The all-time recidivist Patriots who take every opportunity they can find to skirt the rules in the NFL and have been caught skirting the rules in the NFL on numerous occasions. And if you want to talk about tampering, I know this might be a little bit of a stretch, but don't the Patriots tamper with the visiting team's headsets every time they come to Gillette Stadium?
Rich, I am not here to defend what the Patriots do, but I will
This is absolutely the pot calling the kettle black, and I don't know whether these are valid charges or not, whether the Texans actually did something prohibited by the league that would constitute tampering. But one of my first reactions to this is, who the hell are the Patriots to accuse another team of any form of cheating?
No, that's fair. I mean, the Patriots are the poster child for cheating in the league, but what are they supposed to do? Not file the charges if the Texans did something? I guess that would be my counterpoint to what
sure.
you're saying, Rich.
No, I get it. I get it. But
I mean, I'm on the same page with you as far as that. Look, we all hate that the Patriots are scofflaws around the league. But if the Texans did do something that runs afoul of the tampering rules, then it's the Patriots' responsibility to their fan base to file the charges and see where the chips fall. If the, look, they filed the charges. If the chips have any, if the chips have any tie to the Patriots' recidivist history, to use your words, you said this earlier in the show that maybe the possession arrow is perennially pointed against the Patriots on stuff like this because of who they are.
That's close to what I was just about to say, because look, if the Patriots lacking, you know, an email, a text message, a recorded conversation, lacking just hard, indisputable evidence of tampering, if they're just saying to the NFL, we know a conversation took place, I don't think they're getting the same benefit of the doubt that some other teams might get because of their history. So maybe the history does. If we're talking about a subjective argument and, you know, an interpretation by the league that might be necessary to determine if tampering took place, if it's not hard, cold, indisputable evidence, I'm not sure the Patriots get that same benefit of the doubt.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.